life.
Well, in our That's Life segment for today, we are joined on the phone by Bruce Lee, who is a trainer from Calgary, and we're going to talk about how to remember names. Bruce, thanks so much for being here.
My pleasure, Wayne and Jane. Nice to hear from you.
Yes, and Bruce and I have been friends now for about a year when we met, and we've been staying in touch, and he says, I know how to remember names, and that's a downfall for most people, Bruce.
It is, and especially at the Christmas time or when you're at any event, so this is very timely for the interview.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no doubt. I wish people could just wear name tags. I guess that's just not feasible all the time.
They could, but then the problem is you're always looking at their chest.
True enough.
It's Bruce, a little awkward. I mean, your name is super easy to remember. Is that your real name?
Well, you know, it is. And the advantage I have with a famous name like Bruce Lee is people will tend to make a comment about the name when they hear it. And that's exactly what name memory is all about. It's about attention, association, or repetition. So, for example, when people hear my name, they'll say something like, has anybody ever said anything about your name, Bruce Lee? And I'll make a comment on it, or they're compelled to say something about what they know. And the advantage of that is they say my name out loud, which is exactly what name memory is about, and then I'll tell them a joke about it, and we have some fun with it. So there is an advantage, which is helpful, because that's exactly what we're talking about, is how to remember names. And if you don't use it, of course, you lose it. We've all heard that. But that's the exact point I want to make.
Okay, so what's some tips here on what we can do to remember names when we go to these Christmas parties?
Well, three things. First of all, it's about attention, association, repetition. I always mention that. So are we paying attention? So when it comes to Christmas parties, generally what happens is when we're introduced to somebody, there's too many distractions going on, so we never really listen to the person. We never get a chance to repeat the name. I like to say there's this thing called short-term memory, and short-term memory is exactly that. It's about 10 seconds. It's like a video loop going around and around every 10 seconds to replace. So when we meet somebody, because there's other things going on or there's more than one person, or because we have a limiting belief that we don't remember names, which is what most adults say, is they don't remember names, so they get to be right because they don't pay attention. Mm-hmm. What you need to do is actually focus on the person, and the simple formula for that is called listen. Do we actually pay attention? So listen carefully. Do we hear names? You know, and do we actually look them in the eye? Do we repeat the name back? And that's the key thing. So the L is listen carefully, focusing on the person, saying the name yourself. Oh, okay, so Wayne Kelly, wherever I know, okay, so it's saying to yourself internally, and they're going, Wayne Kelly, great to meet you. What is it you do when you're not at these parties drinking the free booze? You know, so whatever it might be, as the case may be.
Yeah.
So you get to say it aloud, and they go, well, you know, actually, that's my job. You know, I'm a wine taster or whatever it is. You know, so just having some fun with that. So saying it out loud gives you that thing called auditory reassurance. And it's okay to say the name out loud because you need to hear it so you know how to say it. The second part about it is asking questions, which is what I just did. Or when people hear my name, are you the real Bruce Lee, or do you know movie, do you know Kung Fu, or thought you were dead, or I've seen you.
You're white. Or you're white.
Comment about that.
Yeah.
Or you look white. Chinese. Or, you know, what I will say is, well, you know, I'm like the other Bruce Lee. I was born in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Go, really? Oh, yeah, Winnipeg.
That is very Middle East.
And of course, like, what you're doing is that gets the endorphins going. You're laughing. You go, hey, this guy's okay. You know, we have some fun with that. So initiate questions. What that means is if it sounds familiar. So are you the famous, you know, whomever, if it sounds familiar? Or, do you know? Or is that Irish? No, it's Iranian. You know, just asking some question about how do you spell that? Or what does it mean? So just it gets them involved in them, because what we say is the two most important words in anybody's vocabulary is their name, and when you use it, it means you're important. You know, when somebody comes up to you, and he gave me a quick example, they say, hey, you know, Wayne Kelly, good to see you. It's been 6 months. How are you? And you look at them and you go, who are you?
Yep.
You know, it makes you feel good about them knowing you, but it makes you feel bad about not knowing them. So it really is this thing about self-esteem and recognition. It gives you some sort of empowerment. So asking questions is important because that's that association component. You know, so, hey, are you related to or... You know, where I knew somebody back in the last year who I met, whatever it be. And then what you really want to do is to anchor it. So you get that auditory reassurance to say it three times out loud as quickly as you can in that conversation time you have with that person. So what does Wayne Kelly do when he's not at these parties? Or what's your most favorite part about living in the valley here? Or you know, something related to that. So you get to use the name, and then they get to go, well, you know, what I really enjoy at Christmas time is, you know, the lakes are frozen, and and whatever it might be. Or
we've only got 30 seconds, Bruce, and those are great tips. I love those. Is it okay? I mean, I'm getting really good at saying, please remind me of your name.
Yeah, or, you know, I'm sorry, you look familiar. I just can't quite place it. I've been distracted. Your name again is, and that's okay. So just, I just say, I'm sorry. I'm wrapped up in my thoughts, and we met, and you go in and tell, because and then you can bring that up. And the last thing you want to do is you want to be able to remember people's names forever, which means the best way to do that is get their business card, make a note about it so you can review before you go to the next event with them and have some fun with them. Of course, then send them an email, get their, connect with them whenever appropriate as you can, and have some fun with it. Now, if anybody wants an article on this, if you go to my website, there's a download on there, or be happy to send it to them. I also did a webinar on name memory a couple of weeks ago, and if somebody wants a link to that, I'll be happy to give them the full 50-minute thing on that. Just ask me for it.
Sure. So they can go to your website, bruceleespeaker.com. Thanks so much for these helpful hints and helping us to get through this holiday season, Bruce.
And let me be the first to wish you Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and let's have a better 2017.
Thank you, Bruce.